That milestone is in hiring Carrie Brown as the project's first public art curator.
I'm charged with creating a public art program that includes not only temporary and permanent installations, but also performance-based works. We're really interested in engaging all of the artistic disciplines here in San Antonio.
The 2.2-mile, roughly north-to-south project on downtown's west side will change what's now essentially a drainage ditch into an art-filled, below-street-level landscaped walkway. She says the project will also give voice to new angles in the city's history.
There is another layer of history and storytelling to be told, and so we're really interested in picking apart those histories and really engaging artists in that vein so that when you come to the San Pedro Creek, you have a unique experience.
San Pedro Creek is a public-private partnership between city, county, and both the San Antonio River Authority and fundraising from the San Antonio River Foundation. Hiring the Arizona native by way of public art jobs in Los Angeles and Austin may also be precedent-setting.
To my knowledge, this position here with the River Authority is the first permanent art position within a river authority in the country. I'm just thrilled to have the chance to put my mark on the artistic community here in San Antonio.
The first phase is slated for completion in conjunction with the city's tricentennial in May of next year. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.